In reality and in all sensibility, you are not able to control the economy. Let's be frank about this. You know, the food prices, fuel hikes and various upsurges that come our way. But what about taking charge of what you can control, clearing your debt mess and start taking care of your own mini economy in 2019? Tell you what, Matthias Potgieter, debt expert at DebtSafe, joins you once again this morning to highlight some of the things that you can do to ensure that you are managing your own mini economy. I like that concept. Matthias, a very good morning to you. Thank you so much for joining us.
Abs, thank you so much for having me, and a good morning to yourself and your listeners.
It really talks to what it really is. It's your mini economy. You're running that country, and so you're supposed to be financially sound and understand how to run it.
100% true, and you have to be the king of your own country when it comes to your finances.
All right. If we are talking about finances, Matthias, you continue to say that, or you are saying that according to the latest available statistics via the National Credit Regulator, almost 25 million South Africans are credit active. The question then becomes, Matthias, what's the first thing I need to be avoiding when it comes to credit?
Well, the first thing is when you use credit, don't be necessarily scared of credit, but manage credit in a proper and a good way. There's nothing wrong with credit, but credit can be a very bad thing if you do not manage it properly. And know why and how you are using credit. So that's why budget and planning is very important. As soon as you start using credit to service your normal monthly expenses, like buying food, transport, all those kind of things, then you know that you are not managing credit well and you're not managing your finances well. So that's the very first thing. When you see that you have to run into the grocery store to buy food and the only option that you've got is credit, you have to understand that there's red lights. So the first point that I also want to make is when you buy, make sure that you can afford it. And when we talk about affordability, you have to have a budget. You have to know exactly what is in your finances, what is your income, what is my standing payments or my expenses, what is the extra money that I've got, which we call discretionary income, and can I afford to buy this thing with the discretionary income that I have around? The problem in South Africa is we have a mindless swipers culture. So we swipe our card left, right, and center. We want immediate gratification. We want that thing now. I need to buy it. I need to have it. But I do not always know, does it fit into my budget? Can I really afford it this month? Or should I rather postpone it and save up for in 2 months' time? So that immediate gratification is quite a big problem for us. And sometimes that leads us to go into servicing other kind of payments with credit. So we have to be sure that we buy what we can afford.
If you just joined the conversation, we are chatting to Matthias Potgieter, debt expert at DebtSafe. You know, he is a regular on the Early Breakfast Show, trying to show us the way or lead the way with when it comes to us sorting out our debt out there. 0214460567. Would love to find out from you, by the way. Are you paying back your debt? Are you winning in trying to pay back your debt? And if you're not, what are some of the things that you are trying out to pay back your debt? Let me ask you, Matthias, though, I mean, from your understanding, are South Africans, in fact, paying back their debt?
I think South Africans are paying back their debt, and you alluded in the intro that it is quite a tough year that South Africans had in 2018 and expected to have another tough year in 2019. So debt is something that is a priority. It is an agreement. You have to pay it back. It is a credit agreement. You have to service it. Interesting stats shown by a study done by TransUnion said that people prioritize rather their motor vehicle financing over their home loans to pay back. So that is quite interesting. TransUnion is one of the credit bureaus in South Africa, and they had a look at the credit behavior of South Africans over a period of time. So people are paying back debt, but they are prioritizing debt according to their lifestyle and according to their needs. But we have to understand that when you are in debt, you are in a credit agreement with a certain institution, and you have to service that agreement. Looking at the statistics in the debt review environment and other kind of places where people turn to help with debt, we see that people are struggling at the moment to service those credit agreements.
That being said, as we continue with the conversation, what then should I be implementing to ensure that I'm managing my mini economy very well?
I think one of the biggest things that we find, and especially in younger generations, is the old term of keeping up with the Joneses, that pressures, where we have to show that we are successful. We have to show that I have arrived, if you want to put it in that way. And sometimes that comes with a big financial burden, and usually with debt. So do not try and keep up with the Joneses. Stay within your means. Live within your means. Have a look at your budget. See what is available and only work with what you've got. Because putting up that front and living up to the Joneses or living up to your friends or family members will only be deteriorating your finances in the longer time if you are servicing those kind of luxuries on something like debt.
Oh, keeping up with the Joneses. Ooh, peer pressure. Oh, I understand that too well. I understand that all too well. That being said, though, Matthias, I mean, you've been in the field and we've asked the question over and over, but we'll continue to ask it. What support and further advice is available then for me as someone who is in these muddy waters?
Start speaking. Start talking to well-known and institutions that can assist you. There's financial planners out there. There's something like debt counselors out there. Make sure that you speak to someone in the know. Do not be scared. I think that is one thing from us South Africans, and it's possibly the way that we've been raised, is we never talk about money. That is what we've been taught by our parents. But talk about money. There's nothing wrong with it. Speak to your friends, your family members about it. Trying to find out how do they manage their finances, how do they compile budgets, how do they get by at the end of the year or at the end of the month, so you can learn from other people and they can also learn from possibly your mistakes. But you have to know that if you see the red lights and if you feel that you are not in a comfortable financial position, rather speak to someone earlier before you're in a situation where creditors are starting to harass you to get payments because you fell behind. But know that there is something like debt review that is governed by the National Credit Act and National Credit Regulator that can help over-indebted South Africans to safely and securely get out of debt.
If we're talking about getting out of debt, Matthias, though, you know, one of the things I think for many of us is we understand that we must do something about it. But, you know, it's often easier said than done. I don't know whether it's pride or anything of that sort. Why do you find that most South Africans know they have a problem, but they just don't speak about it?
Finances is a very emotional thing and a very personal thing. So we tend not to speak about it. And we find it in our industry as debt counselors that people tend to only knock on our doors when it is actually already too late, when they are so far down and when they are so emotionally and psychologically drained about this burden that they've been carrying for how many months or how many years. So unfortunately, pride, I think, is definitely part of the South African statue. And we see it. We are a very proud people and we are a very proud country. But when it comes to your finances, rather speak earlier before it is too late. Pride is not something. And remember that being under debt review or with a debt counselor is completely anonymous. You do not have to tell anyone about it. And in the end, it is about helping yourself first.
Matthias, thank you so much for joining us in conversation. We will be chatting again very quickly. But just before I let you go, your parting words?
Look after your money this year. We do not know what's going to happen. It's election year. It's definitely going to still be a bit of a tough year for the economy in South Africa. So make sure that you make your microeconomy work. Do not work for your money. Let your money work for you.
Matthias, thank you so much once again for joining us on the show this morning. We look forward to chatting with you soon.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you so much. Debt expert at DebtSafe, Matthias Potgieter, joining you.